Now, of course, the president's, and I know you're going to do it now. That's the sad part. Of course, the president's mind is also on the situation in Iraq. And interestingly enough, in the president's Saturday radio address, it featured an optimistic assessment.
This week, I met with the generals who are overseeing our efforts in Iraq, Generals Abizaid and Casey. Now the increasing number of more capable Iraqi troops has allowed us to keep a better hold on the cities we have taken from the terrorists.
Wow. Generals Abizaid and Casey told the president there's an increasing number of more capable Iraqi troops. This is good news. I'm sure that's also what they told the Armed Services Committee just 2 days earlier.
General Abizaid, there was a report sent over, I think last June, that three of the 100 Iraqi battalions were fully trained and equipped, capable of operating independently. What is that number now?
The number now is, if you're talking about level one trained, it's
yep.
One.
If one battalion.
Gee, that sounds like the opposite of what the president said in his address. But you know what? That's okay. One battalion doesn't matter because of what the vice president said in May.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
Last throws. The president may be out of touch, but not the vice president, right, General Casey?
The average counterinsurgency in the 20th century has lasted 9 years. Fighting insurgencies is a long-term proposition. And there's no reason that we should believe that the insurgency in Iraq will take any less time to deal with.
Does anybody at the White House get email? Or because, you know, when the president says he talks to his generals, I guess what he means is not about Iraq. Now, Generals Abizaid and Casey had no answer for the negative assessments of the decorated Vietnam War veteran Senator McCain. Enter General Richard Myers.
Very well in Iraq. It's a complex situation that is not well understood by folks who fought in Vietnam, for instance.
No, you didn't. You made McCain angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. McCain smash.
General Myers seems to assume that things have gone well in Iraq. General Myers seems to assume that the American people, the support for our conflict there is not eroding. General Myers seems to assume that everything has gone fine. Things have not gone as we had planned or expected, nor as we were told by you, General Myers.
I said good day. Good day. I said good day. Up until this point, the hearing was depressing. But at least the answers were relatively straightforward until the big man took the seat. There he is, the SFD, the Sultan of Qua? Secretary Rumsfeld, what is going on in Iraq?
With respect to your question, the answer is, it seems to me, in two parts.
You got two parts. Here it comes.
First, the political and the economic and the security all have to go forward together. And to the extent there's a failure on the economic or the political side, it makes the security situation in an insurgency environment more difficult. Now, that means that there isn't an answer to your question.
Do you see what he did right there? He said the answer had two parts, and he gives one part, and he says there's no answer. I'll tell you this. A lesser man would have just said, f*** you. But not Rummy. He did a dance. We'll be right back.
If you look at the geographic representation of Al-Qaeda and the associated movements, it's not like IBM, a monolith that's centrally led from a central headquarters. It's much more like McDonald's, a franchise.